KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:04, it's sunny and 69 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In the news, six people are arrested and more than 210,000 packets of synthetic drugs seized in six Midwestern states as part of a nationwide crackdown. The Drug Enforcement Administration yesterday announced the results of Operation Logjam, targeting synthetic drugs like so-called bath salts and fake marijuana, items commonly sold at head shops and some convenience stores, and often targeted at teenagers. The DEA says nearly 100 people nationwide were arrested and more than 5 million packets seized. James Schroba of the DEA office in St. Louis said synthetic drugs are a growing problem around the nation, including the six states his office covers, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Southern Illinois. He says the crackdown sends a message to manufacturers and sellers that law enforcement is coming after them. News time is 9:05.
It happens. You're driving down the road and you notice a beautiful new boat passing you. Funny, that boat looks just like the beautiful new boat you bought last month. Not so funny, that boat is your boat. It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. As you gather the life jackets, skis, and fishing gear for a fun time on the water, have you thought of what you'd do if suddenly, as you're going down the road, you realize your boat was no longer attached? Or if something should happen once you're on the water? Because it can happen to your boat under different circumstances. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you'll need for your boat and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic, United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
The King and Queen of the 2012 Cass County Fair were announced last night during the opening day of the fair. As you may have heard on KJAN Live during the ceremony, Haley Schmidt of Griswold was chosen as the Cass County Fair Queen, while Dexter McDermott of Atlantic was named the Cass County Fair King. Other royalty include Maggie Amos, the Cass County Fair Princess, and Logan Potter, the Prince. Potter was also named Mr. Congeniality. Emily Jacobson was chosen as Miss Congeniality. Ryan Opperly and Tanner Potter were finalists for the King competition, while Emily Jacobson and Larissa Backus were finalists for the Queen competition. Now, the fair continues here in Atlantic through Tuesday morning. On the schedule for today, getting underway this hour, is the rabbit and horse shows. Also, the commercial exhibits will be on display beginning at 10 a.m. The 4-H exhibits open in the community center at 1. The big event rounding out tonight will be the bull ride at 7:30. That always draws a big crowd. The Ottawa County Fair officials bestowed the Queen honors last night on Caitlin Asmus. Runner-up for that title was Taylor Lewis. Seven young ladies were vying for the title to represent the county over the course of the last year and at the Iowa or the next year, this upcoming year, at the Iowa State Fair as well. Some of the activities scheduled for today at the Ottawa County Fair include the 4-H and FFA horse show that gets underway at 10 o'clock, the County Fair Olympics from 1 until 3 this afternoon, and the figure eight races round things out tonight at 7:30. Those are just a few of the events at the Ottawa County Fair. In other news, two Red Oak residents were arrested early this morning on drug charges. Red Oak police said 19-year-old Kayla Cornelison and 37-year-old Marcus Johnson were taken into custody following a traffic stop just before 1 a.m. Cornelison was charged with possession of methamphetamine. Her bond was set at $1,000. Johnson was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, and he was being held on $300 bond. A Union County man was arrested late last night in Adams County on alcohol and other charges. Sheriff's officials say 31-year-old Raymond Davis of Creston was taken into custody at around 11 p.m. after he was pulled over for allegedly speeding on Highway 25. Davis faces OWI first offense, speeding, and open container charges. He was also cited for having no turn signal. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday a Taylor County man had been arrested on alcohol-related charges after his vehicle allegedly nearly collided with law enforcement vehicles. The accident happened just before 1 a.m. The sheriff said a Page County deputy was assisting Clarinda Police Department officers on a traffic stop on Highway 2 just east of the Clarinda city limits when a vehicle approached in the eastbound lane of Highway 2 traveling westbound. He says after the vehicle allegedly came close to hitting the law enforcement vehicles, the deputy engaged in a pursuit and the car was pulled over a short time later. The driver and only occupant, 25-year-old Christopher Savala of Newmarket, was arrested for OWI first offense. He later posted bond and was released. Also in state news, a former, a 28-year-old former Des Moines police officer who was caught drugs in his patrol car has been given a year's probation. Brandon Singleton pleaded guilty Thursday to misdemeanor charges of drug possession. Singleton was given a deferred judgment, which means the convictions could be removed from his record if he successfully completes probation. Police say officers found meth and marijuana in Singleton's squad car April 24th after it struck a parked car. He was also in investigation for an April 18th crash involving a patrol car and involved in a lawsuit related to a third crash in 2010. The department fired Singleton. He faces an arraignment next month on a misdemeanor charge of domestic abuse. And one of four Lisbon High School wrestlers charged after hazing incidents involving younger teammates has been found guilty of harassment but acquitted of assault. 18-year-old Austin Edwards was tried as an adult in a non-jury trial for an incident that occurred when he was 17. His sentencing is set for August 14th. Another wrestler received a deferred judgment. Charges against another of the Lisbon wrestlers were dismissed in April, while another 17-year-old team member involved in one of the incidents was charged in juvenile court. Those allegations had come to light in December when a 15-year-old team member reported the incidents to school officials in the Lisbon Police Department. The incidents took place before coaches arrived to begin practice for the day. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, stocks are opening higher on Wall Street as investors hope for action from the European Central Bank to keep the euro together. Markets are rising for a second day following a pledge from the European Central Bank president to do whatever it takes to preserve the region's monetary union. Investors shrugged off the latest troubling sign about the U.S. economy that growth had slowed for the second quarter. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 82 points. The S&P 500 is up a little more than 11. NASDAQ indicator is also up at 18.93, and the VIX is down about a little more than a half a point. Remember when Facebook shares went on the market at $38? Those who bought them may have been having a lot of buyer's remorse. The shares have fallen to their lowest point, around $23 this morning. In Facebook's first financial report as a public company yesterday, they reported second quarter results that disappointed investors. And the founder and CEO of Amazon.com is making a big donation to the campaign to preserve same-sex marriage in Washington State. Jeff Bezos and his wife are announcing a gift of $2.5 million to try to help defeat a referendum on the November ballot. The referendum seeks to overturn the gay marriage law that was signed in February. News time is 9:11.
You found the perfect spot. A nice shade tree, a beautiful view, and not too far from the water. You're backing into place when suddenly it happens. That tree branch is just a little too low to get your whole camper under it. Now you really will be sleeping under the stars. How are you going to pay for the damage? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. Because it can happen to your RV under different circumstances, pulling it down the road, or once you're on location. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you will need for your RV, and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
And in the funeral announcements, Bruce Gomer, age 79 of Earlham, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bruce Gomer will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Crossroads Church in Earlham. The Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham is in charge of the arrangements. Mary Murphy, age 73 of Jamesport, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Mary Murphy will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Community Church of Christ in Fanning, Kansas. The Harmon Rhody Funeral Home of Troy, Kansas, has arrangements. Richard Dick Evans, age 84 of Audubon, died Wednesday. Services for Dick Evans will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Dale Sorensen, age 88 of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dale Sorensen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Hansen, age 93 of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Arlene Hansen will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Harry Rasmussen, age 94 of Audubon, died Sunday. His wife Ruby Rasmussen, age 86, also of Audubon, died Thursday. Both passed away at the Friendship Home. Joint funeral services for Harry and Ruby Rasmussen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Timothy Lawrenson, age 54, of North Liberty, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Timothy Lawrenson will be held on Monday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Dean Urbanek, age 87, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Dean Urbanek are pending at the Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. The Sky Scan forecast is next.